afternoon, apartments.
Hi, this is Dave. I'm the city inspector here. And I'm in apartment 210.
Okay.
And I just wanted to let you know that we can't approve this. This whole Airbnb thing. Because it doesn't seem fire safe. The airbed and breakfast service.com.
No, wait. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh,
are you calling the right number?
Oh, yeah. No, I guess Airbnb, they expect their, the people that rent out their rooms to get them inspected to have a better rating.
Oh, that's not me.
Well, oh, no, the person who lives in apartment 210 called us.
About what?
Well, to inspect all the separate units, because he's divided up this whole apartment. Like, one of the bedrooms is 2 units, and the living room is 3 units. Like, he's divided all up and put doors on all the separate units.
What?
And it's the main problem.
No, wait a minute. Are you here at apartments?
Yeah, on court.
And you're in Orlando Gomez's apartment?
That's the guy.
And what did he do in his apartment?
Hold on, let me type that in. He's divided up his apartment into a bunch of different units so that he can't
do that.
Well, no, he did. He's been doing this for a while, apparently, because he put up drywall. He put up studs and drywall and painted it. It looks.
No. We inspect the apartments every year.
Oh well, you're gonna want to look at this one. Yeah, so
I'm going to. I'm sending my maintenance man up to you now.
Well, I'm trying to tell you something. Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So the main problem we have is he installed a urinal in every single. I'm sorry. Let me get a glass of water.
I don't. Oh my God.
So the urinals that he installed in every single unit in here, because there's 8 separate units inside this apartment.
8.
Yeah, there's people staying here currently. There's looks like 4.
No, that can't be. It's Orlando, and it's his mother and his wife.
I don't know.
His mother is like 90-something.
They're Airbnb customers now.
Who's Airbnb? I don't know what you're saying to me.
Oh, it's an online thing. Just go to Airbnb.com. It's like a hotel, but instead of staying in a hotel, you stay in people's apartments.
No, and, not here. You
and,
don't.
And oh no, he does. He rents them out. There's 4 people staying here right now. And there's
you're overlooking the pool.
Yeah. Well, I can't get into that room because it's locked. But
what room? Honey, I don't think you're in the right place. But I'm coming up to apartment 210 right now.
Don't listen. So
yeah, Northeast 50th Court.
The problem that I've been trying to tell you about for the past 18 minutes. Is that the urinals, there's no plumbing for them. They just drain into the walls.
Oh, for God's sakes, you don't understand. We don't allow this, and we have inspections.
I'm the inspector.
I'm coming right up to the door
I'm
now.
The inspector, you dumb hoe. I'm the city inspector for Fort
Excuse
Lauderdale.
Me? What did you just call me?
I said I'm a city inspector.
No, what did you just call me?
No, because you're yelling at me, okay? I got upset, I'm sorry. But about these urinals... They don't drain. There's no plumbing. They just drain into the walls, and that's not safe. That creates mold and stuff.
Oh. Hi. Hey, where's Orlando? No, here? Nobody here? You have an inspector here? No. You're in the wrong... You're calling the wrong place.
Oh, no. Actually, I was just prank calling you, ma'am.
Right. Fuck you.
A gas pump on down from the sky, says he can see you with his cacti. Jim Bayless will catch him by and by. Dead and no more will sprout. Your wife and kids need to chill out. I must know
Thank you, Tempe, Arizona, for that brand new intro song. Hello, everyone. You're listening to the Snowplow Show. Today is August 12th, 2019, and this is episode 577. It's brought to you by another prank call show, Edward G., SimSpeak, FN Reality, and 2020. Also, thank you to the new supporters, Christy S., Richard, and Billy S., who is no relation to Christy S., I assume. Thanks, everybody, for signing up on the various things like patreon.com/phonelosers. Now is the part of the show where I give you your weekly reminder to go to the PLA Meetup in Chicago, which is happening in less than a month. It's going to be fun. Lots of people are going to be there, and I will have a link to the Meetup's Facebook page in the show notes. It happens on September 7th in Chicago, Illinois. And if you're one of those people who's like, I can't have a Facebook because, politics or something, just show up in Chicago on the morning of September 7th and follow my Twitter at twitter.com/phonelosers, and I will tweet from wherever we are. It's some barcade. I can't remember which one. I'm too lazy to go check. I got a really exciting box in the mail yesterday filled with prank call cassette tapes. A bunch of cassette tapes from, I guess, the 90s and early 2000s. MC Lars sent me his entire collection of prank call tapes. I told him I was going to make a prank call torrent and add all of these tapes to it, but I think what I'm going to do instead is I'm just going to ransom these tapes to him and see how much money I can extort out of MC Lars. No, just kidding, MC Lars. But this is pretty great. I think I have something like 60 albums here, mostly tapes, but there's a pile of CDs too. And he sent two boxes. Another one is waiting for me at the post office right now. I need to run over there and get it. So in the end, I assume there's going to be over 100 albums here for me to convert into MP3 files and then put in the torrent. And the torrent's already getting pretty huge. I've had some people send me in links to shows and other things to include in the torrent. I'm hoping to get it released by the end of this year, but this looks like a lot of work, so I don't know. Early 2020 at the latest, hopefully. But we haven't done a prank call torrent in about 5 years now. There's a 2014 torrent still out there. You can still download it. It's located at phonelosers.com/torrent, and it has a bunch of prank call artists on it, but the new torrent is going to be fucking huge. There is so much stuff in here I've never even heard of, like just tons of prank call material. So be looking forward to that, and if you have anything to contribute toward this torrent that we're putting together, send me an email at show@snowplowshow.com. Mostly I'm looking for prank call albums, but at this point I kind of feel like we have everything that there possibly is. Maybe I should make a big list online somewhere of everything we intend to include. Maybe. I don't know. So thank you, MC Lars, if you're listening. Thank you for sending this box in. I can't wait to go pick up the other box today and see what's in there. And this torrent is going to be amazing. Everybody listening needs to buy new hard drives because it's going to be probably 150 gigs of prank call stuff.
Audio Entertainment presents pop music's new sensation, Paula Abdul.
Straight up, now tell me.
Me, I've got news you can use.
Straight up, she's gonna tell you everything. Call 1-900-909-1800 now.
Call me twice and I'll send you an autographed picture.
You and Paula together. Just $2 the first minute, 45 cents each extra minute. Kids, ask your parents permission. Paula's on a rocket to stardom.
Call me now and find out why.
Pick up the phone. Call 1-900-909-1800.
Call me now.
Today I'm gonna go through my request folder and see what I can find. If you didn't know, you can make prank requests on snowplowshow.com. There's a tab up at the top that says request a prank. You fill out a form, and if all goes well, I'll do your prank within, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 years. Sometimes within a week, and sometimes within 4 or 5 years. You just never know. I got a request about 14 hours ago. It's from someone whose name is the letter S with no email address. I guess he wants to be anonymous. He wants me to call this person named Dominica and says if you call a couple of times, she will get mad. So let's see if that's true.
Hello?
Hi, Dominica?
Yes?
Hey, this is Steve Dave from T-Mobile. I'm calling to let you know we're changing your phone number today.
I'm not having a T-Mobile.
Yeah, but we own the phone number. We're the original owner of the number. And we're going to be changing your phone number today.
Which one?
This number, 1559. We're changing it.
No, you can't change it.
Oh, yes, we can. We're the original owner of the number. So it's going to be changed.
Okay, what is your name?
My name is Steve Dave. I've already changed it. I gave it to a new customer. I gave it to
No, you can't do that.
No, I gave it to someone else.
I have this phone number over like a couple of years.
Yes, I realize that, but it's our number and we can do what we want with it, and I've changed it to a brand new phone number.
What is my brand new phone number? What are you talking about?
I have the new phone number for you right here if you want to write it down. Are you ready?
Okay, what is the number?
It's area code 178.
You're kidding me. I'm not going to have a 708. No, never ever. Okay?
Oh, no, it's already done. You've got a brand new area code and a brand new phone number.
You know what? You can kiss my ass, okay? Dave, okay?
Hey, don't make me... Look at that. It didn't even take a couple of calls. It happened on the very first call. But he did say to call a couple of times, so I'm going to call her one more time.
Hey, Dave, kiss my ass. Don't call me again, okay? If you're not stopping to call me, I'm going to call the police, okay?
Hey, look, I'm changing your number. It's already changed.
I'm not going to talk to you, okay?
Look, you stupid hoe. It's changed.
Shut up, you asshole.
Don't call me names. Did she say chat up, you asshole? I think that's what she said. Thank you, Mr. S, for that one. All right, another request. I've got one here from Chris. For a prank call, you should call a coworker of mine. I'm not doing this because I have a beef with her. I just think there's a lot of fodder for prank calls. Her name is Uma. She's very Kardashian-esque, i.e. she watches their stupid show and spends a lot of time making herself look like one. She works as a teller at a bank and a restaurant/nightclub called the bar. Gives me the phone number to the bar. He doesn't give me the phone number to the bank, which is probably where she's more likely to be since this is the morning. She works out at a gym and drives a white BMW. Here's her phone number. She's single, but she tells every guy at the club she doesn't like that she's engaged. Well, duh. That's what you're supposed to do.
Hello?
Hello, Uma?
Who's this?
This is Chad from the bar.
From where?
The bar.
Are you still bar?
Yeah, is this Uma?
Okay, 1 second. She's not home. Can I take a message?
Where is she?
She's not home.
Well, don't lie. I know she's there. Just put her on the phone.
How do you know she's at home?
Where else would she be?
What?
Is she at the bank? Is she at the bank?
Bank?
What are you lying for? Don't lie to me.
Who the hell are you?
Hey, don't worry about it. I'm just trying to talk to Uma. Who the fuck are you?
Yeah, right. I'm the father of the girl, okay?
Okay, well, you know, you're not her damn secretary. Just put her on the phone.
She's not home. I'm telling you, why don't you listen to me?
I don't have to listen to shit. Just put her on the phone. All right, Chris, I'm sorry about that. She doesn't appear to be home. And the only other number I have is this bar that she apparently works at. And it's a nightclub/restaurant thing. So would it even be open right now? Probably not. Let's find out.
Thank you for calling the bar. How can I help you?
Hello, is this Uma?
Sorry?
Is Uma around?
Uma is not here.
Oh, where is she?
She's not working right now.
Oh, when'd she come in?
Maybe Wednesday or Friday or Saturday, not sure.
Ah, fuck. Do you have her number at the bank?
I do not have her number.
Can you get it? Which bank is it?
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
It's the bank. The damn bank, lady.
It's a bank, lady?
No, that she works at a bank when she's not being a stripper.
I don't even know her very well. I just know her name.
Oh, I see. Huh. I don't know. Look it up on a list. There's got to be a list somewhere. Let's find that list. Let's get her number.
I don't have that access.
Yeah, just like break into the office. It's fine. I give you permission. Let's get her.
I don't know who you are.
No, I'm like a corporate district person. It's fine. Let's get her file.
Do you know someone that works here that can help you? Because I don't have access.
You can. I'm going to teach you how to open locked doors.
I'm sorry. Thank you.
No, it's cool. It's fine. Don't hang up.
I'm going to. Sorry, bye now.
Who else is there? What an unhelpful employee. Sorry, Chris. That one didn't work out. Maybe I'll save it and try her back at a different time when her dad isn't going to scream at me. And I'd call her dad back, but he didn't speak very good English, so I couldn't really do much to him except just curse and stuff. Here's a time-sensitive request from about a month ago. Oops. This one is from Micah. He says, I found this note on my car this week. I thought you could call the guy and say he dinged your car, or maybe make fun of his lame drawing skills. So it's a note that has a person's name and says, if you want to sell your van, call me at, and has a phone number, and then there's a weird drawing of a car, like a car with no tires. I don't know, that seems kind of like a threat. Like, I'm going to steal your tires, motherfucker. Maybe tell him this is a binding contract that allows you to name your price, and he owes you a ridiculous amount of money now. Micah tells me what kind of car he has, a 4Runner, which is not a van, even though this note says, I want to buy your van. So the guy wants to buy cars, and he doesn't even know what the fuck a van is. And he tells me where it was parked and all that stuff. Let's give him a call.
Hello?
Hello, Gary?
Yeah.
Hey, it's
how you doing?
Pretty good. It's Roy. You left a note on my car?
Yeah.
Saying that you dinged it? My insurance company just needs to know your insurance information for that.
What you talking about?
Well, you dinged my car. You left a note on my car. I said you dinged my car.
Oh, I didn't. No, I didn't.
What do you mean?
I left a note to buy it.
Why would you want to buy it?
I left a note.
What? Why?
Yeah, I left a note.
You want to buy it just because you dinged it? That doesn't make sense.
No, you're not listening. I left a note to buy it. I never hit it.
Why would you say you hit it then? You dinged it. It says, Gary, sorry I dinged your car. And you drew a picture of, like, the car on the bottom?
Yes, but I left the number to buy it. I dinged it.
Is the picture...
Say ding.
Huh?
It don't say ding. It says, I want to buy your car.
Oh, is the picture on the bottom supposed to represent where the ding is?
No. No. It says, I want to buy your car.
Why'd you leave a note on my car if you didn't ding it?
Sorry, I left a note to buy it. I didn't left the whole note to ding it.
Well, I've already called the insurance company and the police and sent in pictures.
Well, I never did it.
But no, I see the ding on it. It's like right on the door. And you left a note.
Sir, no, I left a note, sir, to buy it. If I was to hit it, I wouldn't leave it. I'll get down and tell you.
Wait, if you were to hit it, you wouldn't leave a note? You're that kind of person?
No, I would get down and talk to you.
Get down?
Get down and talk to you and tell you I hit it, but I never hit it.
Do you know which car I have?
Well, I left a lot of notes. I'm trying to buy a car.
You just leave them on random cars to buy cars?
Yes, but I'm looking for a special car.
Okay, well, why'd you say you dinged it then? I don't get it. And you drew a picture where the
ding... I never said that.
You...
Sir, I never told you that. If you read the card right, if you know how to read, you'll see I want to buy it.
Yeah, but on the picture, you put a mark exactly where the ding is. Do you always draw pictures?
Are you trying to book? Make money on me?
Am I trying to what?
Sir, I never hit it.
What'd you ask? Am I trying to what?
Sir, I never hit it.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Sir, I was with him. This is his wife, and we didn't hit it. We left a note on the car to see if he wanted to sell it. That's all what we did.
We
didn't hit your car.
Are you Mrs.?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Mrs. Thompson. This is Sylvia. I'm with State Farm Insurance.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And I've been monitoring this call, and we have a lie detector hooked up to the line, and we can tell both of you are lying.
We're not lying.
Okay, we're not lying, okay?
Well, then why'd you leave a note on his car that says you dinged his car? I have a...
Why did he never told us because it was somebody else on the line? Do you know we could get y'all... for recording our conversation and not telling us?
Well, we can get you all for, dinging a car and not giving your insurance information.
Well, we never hit it. We never hit the car.
Then why'd you leave a note? You left a note. It says, I dinged your car.
We left a note to buy the
car. Trying to make money on it. That's all he tried to do.
That's all we did. We left a note.
You need to just do the right thing and give your insurance policy number.
Ma'am, there's no reason for me to give the insurance policy number when we never hit it.
You never hit it?
And then you should have told me because there was somebody else on the other line.
What are you leaving?
We never hit no car.
What are you leaving car ding notes all over town for if you didn't ding anyone's car?
We didn't leave it over. We just left a couple of notes. We've seen a couple of cars.
Ma'am, please. I just want to get my car fixed. It's ugly. It's, you know, it's a nice car, and now there's a big dent in the door.
You've got to find out the person that did it, or maybe you're just trying to make an insurance claim on us, and we never did anything like that.
Yes, he is trying to make an insurance claim because you guys hit his car, and you left a note. Like, why leave a note if you're not going to pay for it?
We did not leave a note. For hitting the car, we left the note to buy the car.
Okay, look, one of you need to shut the fuck up and get off the phone. There's too many people on the phone. Aw, I didn't want them to hang up on me. Let's try them right back.
Sir, hello?
Can you at least buy me a dent pulling kit so I could just fix it myself?
What?
That's the least you could do.
It looks like you're just trying to fix your car, trying to blame it on me, and do it for free.
No, that's ridiculous. You left a note. You left a note with a picture. You left a picture of the ding.
Hold on a minute.
I have your signature here and a picture. You drew a picture with the ding on it.
Right.
Hello?
Oh, you again. How come there... Why can't just one of you take the phone call? Why do you both have to gang up on me?
You're the one that's nagging us,
sir. You're the one that's calling and you're trying to blame...
Why are you ganging up on him? He's just trying to get his car fixed.
Oh, well, how are you on the phone,
you
man?
You're ganging on us.
Y'all ganging up on us.
That's my insurance lady. She's supposed to be on the phone. She dialed the number for me.
No, what you're supposed to tell us when there's somebody else on the other line.
No, I'm not. Who made up that rule?
Yeah, well, it's...
You made up the old rules.
Call to the law office, and the law office, well, people will tell you.
The law office? What the fuck's a law office? So they go around putting notes on cars saying they want to buy them. That's weird. I think I might make the image that Mike has sent me, I'm going to make that the show art for today's show. So you guys can see this really weird picture of a car he drew. And it has the ding right there on the door, right underneath the window, right where it is on my car. All right, here's a request from Craig. Says, hey Roy, I've been a listener to your prank call podcast for 3 years now. It just cracks me the fuck up when you prank call old people anyways. I want you to call my aunt. Her name is Claudia, and she's the owner of a hair salon. What I want you to say to her is that I am with the city of Palm Desert, and we're going to be sending a bunch of Mexican migrants into your shop to house them from ICE agents. Here's her phone number. Also, I want you to call this lady who's... Oh, this is another request. Here, let me just concentrate on Claudia first. Let's see if she picks up.
Hello,
Claudia?
Yes?
Hey, Claudia. This is Steve Dave from the city of Palm Desert.
Uh-huh.
I'm calling to find out if today is a good day for us to come in and install those bunk beds in your hair salon.
You're the city of Palm Desert, and what is it you're going to install?
We're
going to
install bunk beds in your hair salon. For
bunk beds?
Yeah, about a dozen bunk beds total.
Okay, I don't know what you're talking about. I have a beauty salon.
Yeah,
I don't understand what you're trying to install.
Okay, bunk beds. You know, beds to sleep in? They're going to be in your beauty salon.
Okay. You know what? I'm driving. Let me pull over and speak to you, if you don't mind.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Can you just hang on for a second?
Sure, no problem at all.
Are you still there?
Yep, I'm still here.
All right, I'm just trying to get
pulled over.
All right, don't crash.
I agree. Great.
The time is 11:36 a.m. At the sound of the tone.
I'm sorry. I'm just waiting for a stupid turn lane.
Oh, no,
okay,
it's no problem. I was giving someone
All right. Hang on. Okay. I'm going to pull over.
Okay.
And then I'm going to get my phone, and I can speak directly to you. Okay, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, now you're from the city of Palm Desert.
Correct, yes, and we're coming in today
and
to install bunk beds inside your beauty salon.
Okay, do you understand how ridiculous that sounds?
Well, no.
Bunk beds?
Yeah, you should have received a letter about it. It's we're going to be housing Mexican migrants, from the ICE agents.
All right, I don't know who you are or why you're even bothering to call me.
Well, this is Steve Dave.
I'm okay, you know what? This doesn't even make sense. So why don't you just hang up and call somebody that matters,
oh, listen,
okay?
Ma'am, we've already chosen your location. We're going to be setting up the bunk beds inside your hair
fuck
salon.
Fuck you.
What? Well, that was a lot of waiting around just to be told fuck you. It seems like she could have done that while she was driving. Let me try her back. Claudia? 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 You know what, Claudia? This is exactly why Mayor McClure doesn't like you. I told him he was overreacting, but he's like, nope, I do not like Claudia. That's what the mayor said. Claudia. All right, no more Claudia for us. So the second part of the request, he wants me to call this lady who is pro-Trump. Her name is Denise. She owns a jewelry store that shows nude Trump mannequins on the front display of her window. And here's her phone number. Okay, I'm supposed to tell her that I'm with the city of Palm Desert and we're going to shut your business down.
Hi, you've reached the... Please leave us a message. If you need immediate assistance, please call Amy at 76-74. Thank you.
All right, Denise isn't answering, but I have a number for this Amy person. Maybe that'll have to be good enough.
Hi, you've reached Amy of the... Please leave me a message, or better yet, send me a text. Thanks.
God damn it. Okay, let's try Denise one more time.
Hi, you've reached...
No, that's straight to voicemail. So, sorry, Craig. I can't do the Denise prank, but at least I got your aunt to tell me fuck you. That's the important thing. Oh, here's the request from maybe a month ago from Max Power of the Adopt-A-Road numbers. And I've already gone through most of this list and called everyone, or I don't know, maybe half of it. The other half didn't answer or they weren't there. Let's see if I can get any more of these to pick up. Hey there, this is Steve Day from County. I'm with the Adopt-A-Road program.
Okay, how are you?
Pretty good. Are you the person that knows about the Adopt-A-Road sign?
I know about it. I'm not the one that dealt with it. That would be Solomon, who's usually the one who dealt with that.
Oh, okay. Should I talk to that person then?
Sure. He's actually not in the office now. Do you want me to take a message?
Yeah, can you just let him know we're putting advertisements on the Adopt-A-Road signs now?
Okay.
And the advertisement we've chosen for his is a pro-NRA message.
Okay, meaning the signs that he already has out?
Yeah, yeah, there's a sign that's already out, and it's like a, you know, road adopted by real estate, and then under that, right. It's going to say proud supporter of the NRA.
So you said, so it's going to basically look like is a proud supporter of the NRA?
Yes.
Okay, do we have a choice in that, or how does that work?
No, we've just gone ahead and chosen it. Like, proud supporter of the NRA, right? Like, just mounted on the sign directly below your real estate name. It's just to help generate more money for the roads.
Right. Okay, I guess it just could kind of be misconstrued.
Yeah, I think people will figure it out eventually, though. Because we're doing this on all the Adopt a Road signs. You should just be happy you didn't get the KKK one, because we have to put that up on someone else's.
Okay. Yeah, I guess it's the lesser of two evils, in a sense.
Well, I don't know. Is the NRA really evil?
No, I don't believe they're evil. I carry, but, you know, one has nothing to do with the other. Just when you're in a business like ours, you don't necessarily want to piss off the wrong people.
That's true, yeah. Well, I hope you're okay with the slogan, because the slogan underneath the proud supporter part says a gun for every child.
Is this serious?
Yeah, that's what they asked for, and they're paying the advertising money, so that's what we're putting on there.
I guess there's nothing that we can... I guess question would be, I've got to pass this along because this is not my, you know, department to deal with.
All right.
If we wanted to get rid of our signs off of there, or, you know, maybe pay advertising on those, how does that work? You know, he'll probably want to know because some of those things might not come off the right way, as I said.
Maybe you could put like an advertising sign under their advertisement that says, our real estate company does not necessarily support the same views as the advertisement above. I don't know. Just a thought.
Right. Whatever it is, it just sounds like a little crazy, but I guess what's the best number to reach you at?
I'd be 335.
And what's your name again?
My name's Steve Dave. I'm with the County Adopt-a-Highway program. Do you know, are they going to have a problem with, there's a picture on it, too, of, like, a little girl in a dress holding an AK whatever. I don't know my guns.
I don't know, I guess. Can you send us a picture of this?
Oh, sure, yeah. We've already put it up on your sign, so I'll have them take a picture of the sign and send it to you. Or if you drive by there, you can see it.
Which roads do we have it on again? Just so I'll remind him.
It's on View Avenue. I think it's on the corner of.
We're already put.
Huh?
And these were already put up. You're saying?
Yep.
All right. And where? Which cross street?
Ford Road.
Okay. All right. I'll thank you very much, Steve.
Okay, and I'll mark you down as you're fine with it because you're a carrier and all that stuff.
Well, do we have a choice?
probably not. They already paid the advertising money, so it's just kind of there now.
Right. Okay. So again, as I said, I'm not the one who has to make that tell you yes, but I will pass along the message to Solomon.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye. Well, he was nice about it, unfortunately. I'm looking at a really old Adopt-a-Road idea list from a live show, and Henry W. wanted me to tell people that they're adding an advertisement above every Adopt-a-Road sign. I bet you I could probably make that one work a little bit better. Like, here's a church. I bet you they would be pro-abortion.
You have reached the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Aw, man. I really wanted to find out how they felt about that. We've only got one number left on this list. I'm still not getting a lot of people to pick up.
Hello, we are not available now.
Ah, and I guess they're not going to pick up. So once again, I'm done with this list for now, but I'm going to save it, Max Power. I'm going to try the rest of these numbers again. Next, and I think last, is a list here of a few tree removal places. Someone named Steve Dave wants me to call up tree removal services and tell them I changed their phone number, because I haven't done that enough lately. I've got to do more of that. So here's a very small list of those numbers. He didn't tell me the carriers. I got to look them up myself.
Hi, this is Brett. Sorry, Mr. Call. Leave me a message and I'll get right back to you.
All right, no answer on that one. I tried it a few times.
Hello.
Hello, this is Steve Dave. I'm with Sprint, you know, your wireless provider.
Hi, Steve.
Hi. I'm calling to let you know we changed your phone number today.
Okay.
So you have a brand new phone number, this 4 number. It's not going to work anymore. Sorry about that.
Well, it's working.
Yeah,
but... I went with a new carrier. You ported out.
Right, but we just changed it. Sprint still owns the number, and we just changed it. So I'm calling to let you know that your old number, it's just not going to work anymore.
On my new phone?
Yeah, well, on any phone. This 4 number, it's just...
Why?
It's just gone forever.
Why?
It's just something we did here. We just changed it. But I
That's something you did to me? A 16-year customer?
Yeah, well,
I can't keep my fucking number?
Well, you said you're not with Sprint. You said you moved to a new carrier.
So I am.
You're not really a customer of ours anymore. But we still own the number, so we changed it. I'm sorry about
you're
that.
You still own the number?
Yeah, it's our...
You're
it's,
sorry about it.
Yeah, I'm calling to say I'm sorry and give you your new phone number.
You fucked me over so bad, you'll just never fucking know it.
What are you talking about, sir? It's just a phone number. It's not a big deal. It's just
my phone number is tied to my fucking business, my ads and everything.
Oh, well, yeah, just make...
Just a number.
Just make new ads, that's all. It's not a big deal.
Is that it?
Yeah. But I have your new phone number here if you'd like that.
I can't fucking believe you, Steve.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't know it'd be that big of a deal,
You didn't know it would be that big of a deal. Why would I take time to port a fucking number to a new carrier?
Well, I don't know. You didn't tell us. You just kind of ported it and left us.
Yes, I did tell you.
Why'd you leave?
Yes, I did.
Why'd you leave us?
I talked to people.
Why'd you leave us?
Why'd I leave you?
Yeah. What'd we do?
Because I had about 15 years of lying from y'all.
Oh, now we're liars and...
Lots of problems, sir. Lots of problems, Steve.
Yeah.
I talked to a lady, and I'm not lying about anything, sir. I'm not.
Well, no,
I'm
you,
not.
Yeah, I know. You're calling
everything
us the liars.
That we brokered. Steve.
What?
Did you ruin my fucking number?
Well, no, we just changed it. We changed it to a new phone number. You still have a phone number. It's just in a different area code now.
A different area code.
Yes.
What's the area code?
It's 416. That's in Toronto, Canada.
Toronto, Canada. You gave me a Canada phone number.
Well, we're low on phone numbers down here, but we have a lot left in Canada still. So I've got the new number. Would you like your new phone?
Write this number down.
You want me to write the number down? I don't need to write it down. It's on my computer screen.
No, I'm not talking.
Who are you talking to?
Give it to me, Steve, please.
Okay, it's 416.
416.
Yep, 666.
666.
51.
Go ahead.
Yeah, 5147.
5147.
Yep, it's an easy to remember.
You have fucked me over, Steve. You tell these motherfuckers I'm going to file suit against you motherfuckers.
What? No, we only changed it. Like, do you know who the CEO is of Sprint?
I don't give a fuck.
Well, no,
I don't care if he's my fucking dick sucker.
Whoa.
On his fucking knees.
Sir, I'm just letting you know that the reason we changed your number is because the CEO doesn't like you.
The CEO is a cocksucker. Who's the CEO? Tell me.
Winston.
What's his name?
Winston Beauregard. He says.
Winston Beauregard.
Yeah, he says you and him went to high school together. He doesn't like you.
Me and him went to high school together.
That's what he told
me.
Yeah,
we went to different schools together.
And no CEO has talked to you, cocksucker.
No, the Winston Beauregard. He's the CEO of
you
Sprint.
You hear me?
He asked me personally.
Winston wouldn't fucking talk to you. He wouldn't fucking spit on you, you piece of shit.
Why are you cursing at me, sir? What did I do wrong?
Because you're a fucking dung pile. You're a fucking dung pile. And you ain't got no fucking business even calling me. Fuck you.
Well, I'm just calling to give you your new phone number. That's all. I just got called a dung pile. Holy shit. That's a new one to add to my list of ways that I've been insulted. Okay, so it's been a little while since I talked to that guy. I had to recover from all of the insults that were flung at me. So I went downstairs, made myself some grilled cheese. I'm feeling much better now. So I think I'm going to try that guy back and see if I can get him to pick up. It's been about 30 minutes, I guess, since I last talked to him.
Hello.
Hello, this is Winston Beauregard. I'm the CEO of Sprint. What are you laughing for, sir? Sir, I'm just calling to let you know I don't like you.
What's your employee number there, Winston Beauregard?
41279. I don't know why you're laughing. This is why I don't like you, sir. It's exactly why I don't like you.
You tell me.
What?
Tell me, Winston.
I don't like you because you're not even talking. You're just laughing at me. I don't like you. I don't like you one bit.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
I'm changing your phone number.
Oh, okay.
I'm changing it.
I'm changing.
That's
Stick
right.
it up your ass.
Stick your phone number up my ass? Why would I do that?
Yeah, right up your ass, Winston Beauregard.
Okay, I will. Just watch me. I bet you'd like that, wouldn't you?
Well, that was a different reaction than I was expecting, but that was still pretty great. Unfortunately, that's the last one I can get to pick up, but I'm okay with that. I think that was a perfect last call for the day. Some guy telling me to stick a phone number up my ass. Really, that's the best ending I could possibly hope for.
Hey, Brad Shulko here, and I noticed you've been doing a lot of shows with the street department, maintenance, building, public works, yada, yada. And I actually work in that industry, and I wanted to let you know that there is a section of everybody's property that is actually ours that we can do anything we want to with. And it's called the parkway, which is from the sidewalk to the curb, the space between the sidewalk and the curb of the street.
That makes sense.
And you can do whatever you want to that section.
All right.
With the city. So feel free to use that knowledge.
Okay,
have a good one.
I am going to do whatever I want with the parkway. And that's bullshit, by the way, because if the city owns that, then why don't they mow it? Why are we responsible for mowing that section of grass? That doesn't seem right, because can't you get fined for not mowing your section of grass between the street and the sidewalk? But yeah, see, they can't tell us we can't put a billboard up on that part. Bunch of know-it-all citizens.
Hey there, Brad. This is Ram Sasso.
Hey, Rand.
I just wanted to let you know that I have ISDN service, a rare product.
Google voice translation thing tells me that you have iced tea service, but I think you said ISDN service.
That was offered to me. And if you want to call it, it's 832-3...
Wait, what? No, stop. Don't give me phone numbers. What are you doing?
And get you over to MPSTN, which is a dial service. For, let's just say, a collector's network, so to say.
I can't understand you. What?
Again, it's 832-973, and my name is Ramadi Sasanko, where I get Ram Sasso from. After all these years, I'm finally revealing myself to you and
Yay.
To other people from before. Well, hope you have a nice
so
day.
So happy about
Bye.
That. I didn't completely understand what you're telling me. And what this number is you're giving me, I'm going to call it. I'm going to see what it is right now.
Hello there. You have reached 832.
You gave me your own phone number? What the hell? All right, forget it. Thanks for whatever that was, Ram Sasso.
Oh, hey, Brad BCP. This is Great Big Pete.
Hey, Great Big Pete.
I'm outside and it's raining.
You know what? I heard you cheating on me, Great Big Pete. I heard you call into the Another Prank Call show voicemail and leave a voicemail there. It's nice that you felt guilty about it, and now you're leaving one here for me. But don't think I didn't hear that. Great Big Pete.
Real hard right now. And there's lightning, too. I don't know what to do. Should I go stand by that big metal structure? Should I go stand in the middle of the field that's nearby?
You should grab a piece of sheet metal and hold it high over your head.
Should I lie down? Should I go get a canoe and paddle out into the middle of a lake, something?
Should grab a long fluorescent bulb tube thing and hold it up in the sky and see if it lights up. It'll be cool.
What do I do? Please give me advice. It's urgent. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye, Great Big Pete. This is what happens to people who cheat on me.
Hey, Brad. It's me, Tom.
Hey.
I know that you're putting an archive together. I was wondering, have you happened to dig up any more PrankNet phone calls?
PrankNet?
That would be awesome.
Yeah, I've got some PrankNet phone calls. I've got a directory here. Let me look and see what I have. Oh, yeah. This is all sorted into different subcategories. I've got 67 PrankNet audio files. I've got Craigslist calls, hotel pranks, Jerry Batsford, miscellaneous on-camera pranks, but it only has the audio version of those, and restaurants. Seems like there should be a lot more, but whatever. If you want to send more, go ahead. You might have stuff I don't have.
If not, I'm looking forward to the torrent whenever you get that put together. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, PrankNet, for those who don't know, they're a bunch of horrible people. They used to call up people. I don't think they do it anymore. I think a bunch of them went to jail and stuff, but they would call up fast food places and get them to throw heavy items through windows, you know, just break giant plate glass windows, get them to set off fire suppression systems inside kitchens and hotels and stuff, and just get people to do horrible things. It looks like the largest directory I have in here is from the hotel pranks. There's 33 of these sound files, and they will all be included in the archive.
Hey, Roy, it's Micro Corgi.
Hey, Micro Corgi.
I heard you talking about your air conditioning woes in this most recent Hang Up the Phone show, and yeah, I know what channel you're talking about. It's the Technology Connections.
Yeah,
the reason
I love that guy. He's hilarious.
Little portable air conditioners don't work. It's because you need a separation between the hot and the cold air.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just putting out colder air and warmer air, and kind of...
It didn't seem like the portable unit was getting that warm, though. But yeah, I did watch that video, and it makes a lot of sense. YouTube just happened to recommend that to me, like, a day after I had ordered the portable air conditioner
up here. But, interesting story, that theme that you use a lot of the time on the opening prank, I was alerted that someone might be using that in a mobile game.
Oh,
so there's,
shit.
Like, subliminal advertising for your show going around now.
Oh, nice.
So, I guess you're welcome, both from me and from whoever made this game. I don't know, but
what,
I'm looking into it. I think
it'd
be cool to see. Maybe I can get your name slapped on there, too.
Do it.
But have a good weekend, Brad.
Okay.
Can't wait for the next Snowplow show.
Yeah, so Micro Corgi made kind of a BitTune version of the Shifty Pop song, and that's the thing you hear a lot of times at the very beginning of the Snowplow show. While I'm playing an old prank, you hear a BitTune version of the Shifty Pop intro song, and I guess he's saying some game is using that in their app or something. I don't know.
This is in reply to Ronk, who called in a voicemail on last episode of Snowplow Show.
Yeah, that guy.
You gave him a fair warning, Brad, and I forget what it was about, but I'm here to give him another fair warning. He said he was taking the Amtrak in for the HoboCon meetup in Chicago.
Yeah, who does that?
And I don't know, Ronk, where you're from or how far you're coming. But fair warning, if you're in the Midwest or, say, Michigan or Wisconsin or downstate Illinois, plan on at least an hour delay. Don't plan on coming in to the station at noon and getting there at 1.
That sounds like a threat.
Because that's not going to happen.
Like, what do you...
And if you're coming from super far away, like those hobos in Oregon out that way or something.
I'm thinking about taking a train up to Chicago from southern Illinois, because why not? I don't care about an hour delay.
Plan on at least, I don't know, 2 to 6 hours of delay, possibly. You might be right on time, but you never know. That's just the way the trains are.
Yep.
So if you're
they give the freight trains priority on the railways. That's another reason you should just be hoboing it up and riding in the boxcars. Bring your harmonica with you.
From long distance, dude, get there the day before and get a hotel. You're going to need it. Otherwise, you will miss HoboCon.
Yeah, you hear that,
Ron? I hope to be there, but we'll see what happens. Have a nice day.
Okay, important travel tips. Good to hear.
Hey, Brad. Fell from Australia again.
Hey, Dave.
I've got Rick in the car with me. We've just been down to the chemist to get his methadone. He's going well.
We had a great weekend watching the football in the USA.
That's nice. Thanks for calling in, Dave. Thanks for blogging at us.
Brad. Oh, I was just going to mention about this, how that Rube Goldberg thing. There's a lot of good video games out based on the Rube Goldberg thing. Mm-hmm. It's all different, like, kind of contractions. You've got to try and solve the puzzles to each of the ones.
Yeah. Okay.
And anyway, do you remember the video game Bart versus the Space Mutants? Have you ever tried that one before?
Oh,
It had one of the most confusing first levels ever. It'd probably be the most confusing level ever in video game history. Bye.
Probably. I didn't understand which game you asked me if I'd ever played.
Hey, Brad. Frito Bandito here.
Hey.
I'm calling to say I love the Saturday episode, the Friday episode of the Snowball Show, where you would lean away from the mic and say, hey, Carol, some asshole on the phone. Crack me up. Also,
it's a bitch.
Pages are a thing, mainly for nurses and volunteer fire, rescue, and EMS departments, because they're more reliable than cell phones. But anyway, Brad, keep up the good work.
Okay. Yeah, thanks. Glad you enjoyed it.
Yes, this is Mr. Dodd Bobolina from New Orleans.
Hey,
I just wanted to call and let the guy who called in last week complaining about the Natalie shows know that he can put an egg in his shoe and beat it. The Natalie calls are hilarious. The fact that the Roycipians have no idea what's going on and don't get the joke is what's funny. They're so confused. They have no idea how to react. The best part of them, I like to think, all the calls, how are these people just reacting afterwards? Who are they telling?
Probably filing restraining orders against whoever they think made the call.
Seems like the kind of thing that people and I talk about.
They're probably eyeing the guy across the street suspiciously, the guy that works in that store across the street.
You're bringing joy into people's homes, not just who are listening to your show, but who you're calling as well. So more Natalie calls. In fact, I think you should do nothing but Natalie calls for at least the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, okay.
So that's what, like, two shows?
Natalie Timber. Since I'm not doing Ding Timber this year, it's going to be Natalie Timber.
Anyway, thank you.
What a great idea. Take that caller from last week. You can put an egg in your shoe and just beat it.
Hey, Brad. Robbie Scott here in Illinois.
What?
Loved the recent show. Great stuff. Hey, listen, one of the things that I always laugh at is when you do the Ku Klux Klan thing. I thought another great way to do it would be to tell them that the sponsored street sign actually says, another Ku Klux Klan neighborhood.
Okay.
Tell me what you think. Thanks.
Great idea. And thank you for calling it the Ku Klux Klan, because it's actually the Ku Klux Klan. I think I spent most of my life calling it the Ku Klux Klan. I don't know where that came from. I think it just makes sense, because all the other words have an L in front of the K. But now I know I'm not the only freak that used to call it the Ku Klux Klan, even though it's actually the Ku Klux Klan. I think the Mandela effect has something to do with that. I think it actually used to be the Ku Klux Klan.
Oh, hey, Brad. This is Dave from Australia calling you with an update.
Great.
So my methadone. She saw that movie Hostel, and she's made her own murder dungeon underneath our house. It's going pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
My youngest daughter, she got married to a cane toad.
Larissa?
It was kind of weird at first. We got used to it.
Okay.
That's all. Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, thank you, fake Dave from Australia. That wasn't really Dave. That was just somebody trying to ruin Dave's good name. I'm sorry about that, real Dave. That is all of the voicemails, so that means that's the end of today's show. Thank you, as always, to the sponsors of today's show. Another Prank Call Show, Edward G., SimSpeak, FN Reality, and 2020. It's because of people supporting the show that I'm able to do this many shows all the time. Even though I didn't do a show this past weekend like I promised I would. I need to stop promising to do shows and then not doing them. I'm sorry about that, everyone. But anyway, thank you, everybody who supported the show. If you'd like to support the show, you can do that at patreon.com/phonelosers or on the other things, which you can find on phonelosers.com/support. $5 a month gets you the Hobosodes, which is an extra show every single week. I'm going to end today's show with the latest song by Rappy McRapperson. This one is kind of catchy. It's called Fall of Rome. And I can see from his YouTube page that it is copyrighted, which means, of course, that if you're listening to this on YouTube, I'm going to cut it off right now. You don't get to hear it. If you want to hear it, you got to get the podcast version. Thanks a lot, Rappy.
Oh dear, this isn't a prank call, is this?